We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Stations, if you encounter technical issues during the broadcast, please call the Washington Studio Hotline at 336-831-0820. Coming up on 30 seconds until airtime. Mark, 30 seconds until airtime. Once again, stations, if you encounter technical issues during the broadcast, please call the Washington Studio Hotline at 336-831-0820. Stations, your final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Mark, 15 seconds until airtime.
Live from Husky Stadium.
Water good and one.
It's the Husky Basketball Coaches Show.
Right wing three, yes.
On the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your chance to hear from University of Washington head basketball coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show is presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. Here's the voice of the Huskies, Tony Castricone.
All right, here we go. Live from Husky Stadium, Husky Basketball Coaches Show is live and on the air. Tony Castricone with you on a Monday night. As usual, it's the week of the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Tournament. And the Huskies are going to be playing in the 7-10 game against the Running Utes of Utah. That game will be coming up on Wednesday. 4 p.m. tip-off, 3:30 pregame right here on the network. We'll talk to the men's head coach Mike Hopkins about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, Elise Woodward and Jody Wynn are standing by to talk about the women's basketball team, which put together a little run in Las Vegas, knocking off Colorado before falling to UCLA at the Pac-12 tournament last week. And Jody and Elise will discuss that when we continue in a moment after this word from Red Hook.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dawgs!
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh! We won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay Bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine & More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
All right, welcome into the Coach's Show. Elise Woodward with Jody Wynn. Always fun to see what happens in Vegas. And another upset pulled by your squad, Jody. You entered as the 11th seed in the Pac-12 tournament in Vegas, and you upset the six-seeded CU Buff. 68-54 was the final score, and then you advanced to play the three-seeded UCLA Bruins. Battled tough before falling 58-46. Finished the season with a 7-14 record overall. And let's start with your overall thoughts about the tournament. You get a big upset down there against Colorado, the sixth seed. What are your overall thoughts about how your team was able to compete down there?
You know, I thought we progressed as the year progressed, and I thought we took good momentum going into Vegas and played really well, did what we needed to do defensively against a very good Colorado team, a team that is on the bubble for the NCAA tournament, or at least was on the bubble for the NCAA tournament. An outstanding player in Maya Hollingshead, and holding her to under her average for the second time in 10 days, I thought was outstanding. And then offensively, we performed. It was great to see the ball go through the rim and or through the net. And, you know, we had good feelings and good thoughts going into the game, and the team played really well and played well together.
The second quarter was a huge boost for you guys. You outscored the Buffs 22-9 in the second quarter, and then you had another really good third quarter, 19-12. And you mentioned the offensive onslaught. You were able to beat Colorado. They had held you to 55 points and 50 points in the two matchups in the regular season. You exploded for 68 points, and you made 11 of 23s. What was the difference in really getting that offense going?
Ball movement. It had been a point of emphasis after we lost to Colorado, going into actually our Washington State game, and then really honed in, you know, all those practices leading up to the conference tournament game, is just making each other better. We had better player movement. We had better screening action. I thought the ball went inside out much better. And when that happens, usually players are open, right? And if you work it enough, you're going to get a wide open shot, and the percentages are a lot better when it's wide open versus a forced shot. And I think that's the key to how well we scored the ball. And going into that game, we felt as a staff, like, the team that scores over 60 or 65 is the team that was going to win that game.
Well, you guys put 68 on the board. Your defense limited Colorado to just 54 points. I think one of the impressive things about your performance was that you had four different players in double figures. And Haley Van Dyke and Tamia Sather both led you. They had 18 points. The line for Tamia Sather, though, I thought was really impressive. 18 points. She had 8 assists, just 4 turnovers with 3 steals. And hit 2 of 4 from the three-point line. So she did a little bit of everything in the box score. And again, when she calls her own number, I think it just changes who you guys are offensively, and she was really good in this game. What did you see from your freshman point guard, Tamia Sather, that you really liked?
A lot of focus on and being purposeful with her decisions that she was making, you know, and not getting lost within the possession, meaning staying engaged and involved through her own movement. I think sometimes young players tend to stand and watch, and she's one that was stationary oftentimes, and the ball never found her again. And she was a really good orchestrator of our offense. I thought she took what the defense gave her. I thought some of defense turned into offense. And that's something that we've been harping on all year long for her, to generate more offensive possessions through either her defensive rebounding or a couple steals. And she really did that. She put a really good, you know, game together, complete game on both sides of the ball. So, hey, Lise, before we stop talking about Colorado, though, I will say that there was some fuel to the motivation when you didn't pick us.
Oh, was that it? Was I the reason?
I mean, I'm not going to say that's the only reason we won the game, but
I love
we
it.
Did. We you did know, see that ticker go across, or that stat go across
I,
the board.
I sat long and hard, and I will be extremely honest with you. I really liked your chances against Colorado. Colorado had some games canceled in this season, and I looked at the final two matchups with you guys. And the first matchup, you played them really tough, and they beat you in the fourth quarter. And then in the second matchup with Colorado in the regular season, you guys had a tremendous fourth quarter to pull within two, and then you couldn't pull off the win. I liked the trends, and I just couldn't do it. I looked at the 6-11 seed, and I got scared, Coach. That's it. I just got scared.
Sometimes you just kind of have to go with the upset. It's like the 5-12, you know. You got to always pick the 12 instead of the 5. You got to pick the 10 instead of the 7.
Yeah, I butchered it. I should have known because you guys have had a history of turning this tournament upside down.
And last time we were the 11th seed.
I know. Why didn't you let me know? I could have gone to Vegas and won a bunch of money.
Yeah, right.
Oh man. No, it is something special about going to the Pac-12 tournament and being in that setting. And it's always interesting to see, because you've played these teams a couple other times, the NCAA tournament, you know nothing about the other squad. You have to really, you know, put your film work in and your study work and do all these things, because you don't know these teams. You don't even know personnel, really, for the most part. But the Pac-12 tournament is, you know them so well, I think it can be a tendency to overthink yourself. What's been your key? Because you were obviously 2 years ago with the 11th seed. You knocked off Utah, and then you knocked off Oregon State. And you guys have been known this year. That was a huge upset to get 6th-ranked Colorado and take care of them. What is it you think that you get your players ready to go in this tournament setting?
Honestly, I don't think it's just one thing. I think it's over time. And, you know, I think each year the team has been wanting to compete and they haven't been checked out, you know, and I think that has a big part of it as well, is they're still hungry to compete. They love to learn. They worked really hard in practices leading up. I thought each of the years we played our best basketball down the stretch, you know, and it's hard to beat a team 3 times. You know, so I think we had that a little bit going for us against Colorado. And both of those games, our team believed that we could have and should have won. And so the belief was there in themselves and as a collective group. And, you know, in my opinion, it's tournament time. It's madness time. It's March, and anything can happen. And that's what I preach to the team. That's what we all do as a staff. Like, you know, anything can happen in March, or they wouldn't even have a tournament if they already knew that who they were going to crown a champion. So let's go and spoil the party.
Yeah, you spoiled Colorado's party, that's for sure. The one thing that was interesting about this game is your defense leads your team. That's what you guys really hang your hats on. You guys had 13 steals in this game. And Haley Van Dyke, who has been number one in that category for your team all season long, has 0. But Tamia Sadler had 3. Lexi Grigsby had 4. Quay Miller with 5 steals in this game. It was an impressive performance. The other one to add it up to 13 was Kayla Rooks, who had 1. But if you would have told me before this thing started that Haley Van Dyke had 0 steals and the team had 13, I wouldn't have believed you. How'd you guys get that done? What was the key?
I mean, first let me say that when we beat ASU at ASU a couple weeks back, Haley did not have a steal in that game, and we won that game as well. Honestly, Quay Miller, she was outstanding in both our Colorado game and our Utah game, locking up for the most part Maya Hollingshed and Michaela Onyewebe until, you know, steals led to run out layups for her. But Quay was fantastic. She disrupted things on the defensive side of the ball, unlike she's done in the past. She's figuring things out. She really led us in a lot of ways. Tamia Sadler led us in a lot of ways defensively, and those are two players that might not have done so in the previous couple months. So really proud of their growth, their development, their understanding of what's going on around them. And for Haley not to have a steal, I would imagine she's just disrupted quite a bit and had some deflections that led to somebody else probably getting the steal.
You mentioned Quay Miller. I think she's probably your most improved player from a year ago, but that's always up to the coaches, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts. I think first and foremost, she's had some games where she got shut out, but her energy level was already there. It's hard to match up against 6'6 and 6'7 in the Pac-12 conference when you're an interior player and you're only 6'3, but she's had some games where she's also dominated and done an outstanding job. But no matter what the matchup is, I feel like Quay has been one that has brought the energy and just such a good vibe for her teammates no matter what is going on around her. And that's been a massive change. For you, is Quay Miller your most improved player from a year ago? And what is her development that you've seen?
Without a doubt, our most improved player from a year ago. She was probably a very immature, not extremely well-liked freshman. And she's turned into, I think I've said this a few times, her maturity off the court and with her teammates and just as a young woman is absolutely beautiful to see, you know, just from one year to the next. And it really led to her maturity and her growth on the court. And she's a fun teammate. She really cares about her team. She cares about the success of even, you know, some of the players that don't get a lot of minutes, you know, and she's worked. She's kind of figured out that, yeah, I think I really want to do this. I really want to play basketball. Whereas maybe her freshman year, maybe from time to time in high school, you know, she was the biggest kid. Her dad played in college. You know, she was supposed to do it. Now she does it for herself, and that's the biggest change.
Yeah, she's looked really good, had a huge impact, not only in that win against Colorado, but was outstanding against UCLA, who was the 3 seed and is a top 10 team in the nation. And we'll talk with Coach Wynn about that. We'll have much more after this commercial from Bail Breaker.
At Bail Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bail Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bail Breaker Brewing. Fresh off the farm.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dawgs!
welcome in. It is the Washington Coaches Show, and Jody Wynn is your head coach, along with Elise Woodward. Always fun to have you guys along with us. Our final show of the season as the Huskies wrap it up 7-14 overall in the season. They went down to Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament, was able to knock off six-seeded Colorado before falling to UCLA, the three-seed, who went on to play in the Pac-12 championship against Stanford. And boy, Stanford looks good. I'll just ask you about that briefly. But last year, Oregon was certainly the team to beat nationally, in my opinion, and they weren't able to fulfill the dream of playing in the NCAA tournament and being the first Pac-12 team to win a national championship since the Stanford Cardinal in 92. But the Stanford Cardinal of 2021 looks pretty special. How good are they? Should they be the team to beat in the NCAA tournament, Jody?
They're so good, Elise. They do it on both sides of the ball. Defensively, offensively, they can shoot it. They can score in the paint. They block shots. They disrupt from the perimeter players, Kiana Williams, and certainly Anna Wilson is much improved. And then you got the whole twins. I mean, they're a complete package on both sides of the ball. And in my eyes, they're the team to beat and the outright number one team in the country.
Yeah, the Pac-12 was so loaded this year with UCLA top 10, but Stanford, boy, they just ran away with things in the Pac-12 championship game yesterday. And they will head to San Antonio as a number one seed on Selection Monday. You better believe that. For your team, you ran into a talented UCLA squad, but you played them very tough. The Bruins are such an athletic team. They loved offensive rebound. But you had some really good moments. 68-54 was the final score. That was the Colorado score. 58-46 was your score against UCLA. You went into some scoring droughts that you didn't have against Colorado. You had 11 made threes against Colorado. That was not the case against UCLA. What was the difference in your team's offensive output between those two games, Jody?
Like you mentioned, scoring droughts. I think that and turnovers. I thought we played UCLA really tough for three quarters. I thought we did a great job defensively against Mikayla Onyewede and Charisma Osborne, two of the very best players in the country. And then the fourth quarter hit and the bottom fell out. You know, not having Haley Van Dyke for an entire second half, our leading scorer, leading rebounder, and really one of our best decision makers, you know, movers without the ball offensively, and certainly can shake things up defensively. That really hurt. And, I think fatigue set in for some of the other players. Turnovers led to, I think, three straight run out baskets, six straight points on three straight consecutive turnovers. And, we just couldn't hold on, you know, in that fourth quarter. But, credit UCLA, outstanding team, great athletes. And they stepped up in that fourth quarter when they needed to.
Can you give us an update on Haley Van Dyke? There wasn't a lot of information given about why she was unable to play in the second half. Is there anything you can fill the fans in of why she was missed that second half and how she's doing?
She was fallen on, and her head hit the ground, and then a knee hit her head on top of that. I'm sure some of our fans saw that and was out with a concussion.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. She winds up with just 2 points, and she'd been your leading scorer, had 18 points the game before against Colorado, which is unfortunate. You did have two different players in double figures. And again, this conference, I will say it, there are so many outstanding freshmen. We mentioned Quay Miller in the last segment. She had 19 points and 7 boards, the sophomore. But your freshman, Tamia Sadler, I thought really played tough. 12 points, 4 boards, 2 assists in this game. Had some really good moments against Charisma Osborne and this very talented UCLA backcourt. When you look around, the freshmen in this conference, I cannot remember the depth of talent in a class. But maybe I'm just forgetting. What do you think about this freshman class? And, of course, Tamia Sadler, one of those that is in this class of stars.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Well, I mean, the Pac-12 is keeping the best West Coast players home, and they're attracting the best players throughout the country to come west. I mean, gone are the days where all these West Coast kids are just heading east, you know, like you saw in the late 90s and early 2000s. And so that's making for a better conference from top to bottom. And like you mentioned, there's some outstanding freshmen in this conference. For, you know, I nominated Tamia Stowler for all conference for freshmen, all freshman team. And for her not to get a vote, I was shocked, to be honest with you, that she didn't make honorable mention. And I thought she would at least make honorable mention. I didn't know if she'd be the top five, but I definitely thought she'd make honorable mention. But, you know, coaches have different opinions. And like you mentioned, there's quite a bit of talent out there. When we were picking the regular all conference team, there's 15 players on the all conference team. And we got to about 10. And then we listed on my whiteboard in the office about 15 players that could easily have made the last five slots for all conference. And we had a hard time picking those five out of what was left on our board, you know, because the talent is so deep. And from seniors to freshmen, I think each team is getting better. And, you know, kudos to the Pac-12 conference for playing high level, keeping high level basketball out here on the West Coast.
Yeah, it was fantastic. A ton of talent in Vegas at the Pac-12 tournament. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show is brought to you by Redbox. Redbox has new movies at the box and streaming on demand. Don't miss Unhinged, starring Russell Crowe. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. You'll have more with Coach Wynn after this message from Chambers Bay Distillery.
Founded by University of Washington grads and proud sponsors of UW Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery's inspiration is Puget Sound. Their mission is simple: create uniquely extraordinary spirits. Chambers Bay bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up cocktails. Chambers Bay Distillery spirits are available across the state of Washington at Total Wine & More and other leading retailers. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
As the coach for Husky basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back in with Coach Wynn, the head coach of the Washington women's basketball team. I'm Elise Wood. We are glad to have you with us for the final show of the season. The Huskies end up 7-14 overall. And the good news is with the WNIT, they have called and inquired. When you play in the Pac-12 conference and you have the amount of talent in this conference, there is no question that you're going to turn heads nationally. And there's a chance in this year of COVID that you guys get in, even though you do not have a 500 or better record, Jody, that you guys get into the NIT. Tell the fans what they can expect, and I'm sure those players of yours would love to have the chance to keep competing.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we got a call, and they mentioned the possibility of us getting into the WNIT. And like you said, this year you do not have to have a 500 record because of the pandemic and all the postponement and canceled games. And so our university supported us, which is so awesome that our athletic department supported our opportunity to possibly go to the WNIT. We will find out our fate on Monday night after the women's basketball selection, NC2A selection show. The selection show, I think, is at 4:00 Pacific time. And so later on that evening, we find out our fate of whether we're invited. The WNIT this year is cut from 64 teams down to 32. So it's going to be a little tougher. And they're going to be in four regional sites. The closest one to the West Coast, I believe, is Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
There's going to be eight teams at four different sites, and then they'll play a Final Four elsewhere. So we're holding out hope. I believe Arizona State and Colorado are pretty much a shoe-in. USC, if they want to. So we're definitely holding out hope. We feel like we can possibly do some damage in that tournament and playing against some people outside of our conference. And our women are hungry to play. They want to keep this season going. I asked them if they would like to participate, if invited, and they were all on board. So, I'm happy that, our season might still go on, but if it doesn't, still satisfied with the way we finished this year and the progression that our players made throughout the season.
Yeah, that would be, I think, for the players, a really good opportunity, though. And I will say that this has been a very difficult year in a lot of different ways because of all the COVID testing and the isolation and the quarantine. And just they, I believe, had a real amount of joy that they got from being able to just go play the game they love. I compare it to my kids with recess. You know, you got kids, they just want to go play the game. And it gets high level and there's a lot of stress and pressure, but it all boils down to that this is the game they love. It's the game you love, Jody. It's the game I love. And even though there was a lot of difficulties this year, the fact that they still say, if we get a chance, we're there, I think it says a lot about the program. And that's something to definitely be proud of.
Yeah, certainly. I think that's, why you do what you do, because you love to do it with the people that you're working with every day. And, they got a taste of some success. They saw some improvement, and individually as well as collectively, and they want to keep it rolling. They want to ride it out as long as they can. And like you mentioned, this is their recess. They don't want it to stop, because then it's just Zoom classes for here on out, right? So they want the games to still roll on. And if we get that opportunity, we'll definitely work hard to represent well for UW.
Well, Jody, best of luck. It's always great. And look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thanks so much, Elise. Appreciate our Husky Nation. Thank you to all the fans that support us. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Thanks, Jody. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show brought to you by the University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. Coming up next is the Mike Hopkins Show with Tony Castricone after this word from Coors Light.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, a new age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, a new age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well, or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Husky Basketball Coaches Show continues live from Husky Stadium. Tony Castricone with the head coach of the men's Washington Huskies, Mike Hopkins, here joining us on the week of the Pac-12 tournament. Coach, happy March. I don't think I've talked to you in the month of March since we turned the calendar after the last game of the regular season, but happy March. This is the month of college basketball.
Yeah, so exciting, you know, watching, you know, games all day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, all the way up until Selection Sunday. It's always a fun time to celebrate college basketball.
Yeah, and it's fun to be part of it as well, as the Huskies will be coming up on Wednesday in the 7-10 game in the Pac-12 tournament against the Utah Running Utes. That game will tip off at 4 p.m. Pacific time from Las Vegas. Our pregame coverage will be at 3:30 right here on the network. Now, the way that the schedule just so happened to play out for you guys, you play 8 games in 17 days, and then you play no games in 10 days. I know you'd prefer to have a little bit of balance to the 28-day window, but this is the card that you're dealt. You had 10 days off to prepare for this Pac-12 tournament. What do you do with this time? What did you do last week? How was the time off?
Well, the big thing is, you know, so many people have asked me the question, the comparison between rest or rust. And it was interesting, you know, for us playing 8 games in 17 days and being away, you know, academically, you know, we have finals next week. And we just thought it was important to give these guys 2 or 3 days off, just get away from each other, get some rest, focus academically, get back on track. Then we literally had 3 days on, 1 day off, and then we're on our 3 day on and go play. It's one of those things where rest is important. Getting back academically is important, and the guys look good today. So we hope that translates.
What about rhythm? And I wonder that, you know, just from my own experience, when we go from football season to basketball season, football is this rhythm where it's like every Saturday there's a game, and then Monday there's the press conference, and then Tuesday, like it's this rhythm every week. Basketball, it's a little bit different rhythm. You kind of have it when we enter conference play with the Thursday-Saturday setup, but this is not rhythmic to play the 8 games in 17 days and then to take the 10 days off. What from a rhythm standpoint, is that important at all going into the tournament, or are you just kind of like, no, that's not a thing?
You know what? I mean, listen, we'll know on Wednesday. I think, you know, we just try to keep it, you know, similar to how we were playing games. Now, obviously, you know, we didn't have practices. You know, we had like walkthroughs, 45-minute deals when we had the 8 games in 17 days with some travel. This one, you know, we just try to get some rest. I think anytime we were going to practice more than 3 days in a row, it could have been a little bit of burnout. So we tried to split it up a little bit. Rhythm, we still, on days that we didn't have practice, you know, we had open gym so these guys can come in and get some shots. We kept lifting them. We try to stay routine. And I think when you have routine, even if you're not playing games but you're practicing hard, you still keep your rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about the Utah Running Utes, your opponent for the third time this season. It'll be a rubber match against them. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I'm curious, as we get ready for the Pac-12 tournament, every coach wants to maximize their potential in the month of March. This is
go time, right? And so as the year has gone on, we've seen this team improve in a lot of ways. We've seen the defense improve. We've seen some teams that beat you handily early, have these much closer games the second time around. How do you feel about sort of the momentum that you carry into this month?
Well, we're playing better, but you still got to win. You know, you got to get over the hump. You've got to cross that finish line. Close isn't good enough. And so, you know, the one thing I will tell you is these guys are confident. That's really important. You got to believe. We have been improving in a lot of different areas. Now we just got to, you know, get over the hump. We've proven to play for longer stretches. Consistently, we're sharing the ball better in a lot of ways. It's just, you know, at the end of the games, we have to make some plays that will put us over the top. In our couple of the wins that we had, we made some of those plays. It just has to be consistent. That's what it usually comes down to. But, you know, we're optimistic. We're confident. And you have the answers to the test when you play Utah twice. Now that you got to go and execute it. You know, we're excited for the opportunity.
Yeah. You talk about this team being confident. Does the results of the last week, although they weren't wins, going to Arizona State and being in this tie ball game with a minute to go, going to Arizona and being in this neck and neck 15-round fight with these guys, does that lend confidence to this group?
They're frustrated because they know they're good enough to win those games, and we just didn't make enough plays. And that's what I'll give these guys a lot of credit. They've stayed resilient. They've worked hard. They've been positive. They've fought. And now it's, you know, when you don't have a large margin for error, you've got to do a little bit more. We've put ourselves in position. It's hard to win on the road. But, you know, to be able to put ourselves in position to win on the road is a good sign. Wish we would have came out on top. But, there are a lot of great lessons learned. And hopefully we can use those lessons learned to get some momentum going into this tournament and, do something that no one's ever done.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Pac-12 tournament coming up in Las Vegas this week, and the Huskies' first round game will be a 7-10 affair against the Utah Utes, and that'll be on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Our pregame coverage starts at 3:30. Tonight's Husky Basketball Coaches Show is brought to you by Redbox. They've got new movies at the box and streaming on demand. Don't miss The Croods, A New Age. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. We've got head coach Mike Hopkins with us, and we'll talk to him about the Utah Running Utes and the Pac-12 tournament in general as we continue after this word from the Washington Lottery.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
A favorite prehistoric family is back and in search of a new home. Rent the Croods, A New Age, now available at Redbox. After surviving the end of the only world they knew, the Croods come upon a safe haven to settle, only to find out it's already occupied by the Bettermans. From their intricately made treehouse to their many impressive inventions, everything about the Bettermans seems better. And an epic clash between the two families is imminent. Watch the Croods, A New Age, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You know, some just see a lottery ticket, but it's actually a whole lot more. It helps contribute to education across the state. It's for local businesses and the neighbors who run them.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks.
For the chance to enrich people's lives.
Oh my gosh, we won!
A little something for all of us.
When you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Must be 18 or older to purchase.
Husky Basketball Coaches Show is live and on the air. Tony Castricone, head coach Mike Hopkins, as we are talking about the Pac-12 tournament. And coach, you know, during the commercial break, we're talking about conference tournaments. And man, it's just so many great memories of great moments in conference tournaments. You've been part of them for years. There's so much Washington history in conference tournaments. And this is just such an exciting week to be a part of. And I just know that as crazy as this year has been, to have the opportunity to go to Las Vegas, to get the whole league together and have an opportunity to see who plays it out, who's going to win three straight or four straight in order to cut down the nets. This is what this time of year is all about.
Well, it is. And it's a celebration of college basketball. Like I said earlier, it gives everybody that's in Division I an opportunity to win their conference tournament, mm-hmm. to have a chance to punch a ticket to play in the NCAA tournament. And even if you had not as good a year as you wanted to have, there's still an opportunity. And it's so exciting when all the teams are in one spot, and, you know, we'll have some fans, not a lot, but we'll have some fans, and to be able to go compete, and, you know, anything is possible. You get the first one, you know, I've been a part of some great ones at Syracuse. We were the first team to play on the first day and to run the gamut of the great Jerry McNamara. And it was storybook. It's why you play the game. It's why we love the game, especially the college basketball game.
Yeah, no question. I always look at this week as like, this is really the beginning of the NCAA tournament. Like if you start winning today, if you start winning this week, nothing's going to stop you. And it's just that, you know, there's about 34, 35 at-large teams that get to buy back in with a second, you know, they get to lose and then go buy back in because they've had a good year. But really, tournament basketball starts this week, and the race to the national championship in Indianapolis starts right now. And it starts against a Utah team that, you know, coach, this was your first opponent of the year in Pac-12 play. You go all the way back to December 3rd. I mean, this was your first opponent in league play in Salt Lake City, and it's been really remarkable to see the progress your team has made since then.
Yeah, you know, it was started off from that road trip where we played Baylor in Riverside and then drove to Utah to play at Utah. As you know, I think it was the third game of our year. Mm-hmm. Learning a lot about ourselves during that time. And, you know, you go back and this year has been a flash. But Utah, you know, we were really good for most of the game. And then they went on an 18-0 run, but we were fighting. We were playing tough to win on the road in our league, especially against a good Utah team. And, you know, we were able to get an opportunity to play them again, learned our lessons, and were able to come out with a great victory. So many lessons learned, and we've come a long way. We haven't had the results in terms of wins and losses, but we've seen a lot of development and growth with this team. And now it's time to take the next step, and just to have another opportunity to play in the conference tournament and have that opportunity is really special.
You mentioned earlier having the answers to the test, and you talked about your team being confident going into this trip. How much do you like the fact that your round one draw is against a team that you have beaten? You know, like you've got all the evidence that you're capable of beating these guys.
Well, I think it just goes back to, you know, everybody, it goes back to matchups, and you get an opportunity mm-hmm. to play somebody that you've played. There's the answers to the test. They have the answers to our test. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes the game so much fun, the adjustments that will be made. We understand what we have to do to win. Both of, you know, I'm sure they have their, whatever their recipe is. And now you just got to go out there and have fun, play fearless. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And that's what we're selling. And let's go out there and execute and have fun and hopefully, you know, do something that no one's ever done.
So that second game against Utah, you beat these guys 83-79 with your starting guards scoring a combined 66 points in this game. 66 points combined from your starting guards in this game. Jamal Bey, Eric Stevenson, and Quade Green made quite the trio that night.
You know, it was after the Colorado game, we started to really shoot the ball well. We started really sharing the ball. The one thing that we did against the Utes it's been a big, you know, part of our success. It's also been the detriment when we lose
to them is we got to keep them off the foul line. We did a good job of, you know, they scored still 79 points, but we only put them on the foul line, I think it was 14 times, which is a great stat. When we had lost to them, I think they had 29 foul shots, and they're a great foul shooting team, not a good one. And then we didn't turn the ball over, especially in the second half. Those numbers were in our first matchup, points off turnovers were really, really high. So, you know, those are two things that we've focused on, we've talked about, and, you know, we're excited because when you know what you have to do and it's really clear, it's up to them to be focused, prepare them, and go out there and be able to perform. And we believe that we're ready for that.
Yeah, you make some great observations there. Utah, gosh, they are a good free throw shooting team. 79% on the season as a team. Them and Colorado got to be two of the best free throw shooting teams I've seen in a long time. And it's not just a guy like Timmy Allen who gets there a ton because he's so physical and hits 75%. That's good. But you got like Ian Martinez at 88%, Pell Larson at 94%, 87% for Mikhail Yantunin, 89% for Riley Batten. I mean, you know, these guys are dangerous in those late game situations. So obviously keeping them off the line is going to be a big key.
Yeah, we, you know, our match has really helped us. Just it hasn't been as disruptive as the type of teams we've had in the past, but it's kept us, for the most part, out of foul trouble. I wouldn't say post play has kept us out of, you know, that's been an area that we've had to improve. But, you know, forcing guys to make tough shots over us, you know, low percentage shots. And that's really what we're all about right now. And then if we can get that, you know, obviously rebounding is a huge part. So, you know, keeping them off the foul line, forcing them to make shots. They're one of the best teams in our league at scoring in the paint. And so getting the matchups that we want out of our match and forcing, like I said, to take tough shots over us is going to be a huge part of the game, as well as turnovers. You know, this is a team, I always give the reference, they're the type of team, they're the ping pong player that never makes unforced errors. They just hit it over the net. You know, they're not, you know, they might pressure a little bit or try to throw a monkey wrench in there, but you just have to keep executing, and you've got to get space on these guys, and we got to make sure we're getting shots and not turning it over, because that's where they killed us in the first game.
You a good ping pong player?
Yeah, but I'm like the guy who tries to slam it all the time. And that's how I lose. You know, I'm the aggressor, but I'm not good against the guys that just hit it over. I can, but I get too anxious.
All right, well, we'll have to drag the ping pong table outside and have a little matchup here after the season's over, because that sounds like some fun to me. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. They wait on you to make mistakes, and for a team that has at times had its turnover problems, it's going to be on you guys to keep those turnover numbers low in this matchup against Utah. But you did well in that win against the Utes, and you also rebounded the ball pretty well in that game. I mean, you didn't win the Battle of the Glass, but -4. I mean, that's pretty respectable on the glass against a big Utah team.
Yeah, that's been, you know, we had the three keys. You know, it's obviously it was, you know, limiting our turnovers was going to be a huge part. It was rebounding the basketball, and in the both wins against Colorado and Utah where we had success, it was, you know, -4, -4. So, you know, we were losing, but it wasn't at the number. It wasn't, you know, -10, -12 with, you know, scoring 28 points on second chance baskets. And that's where you get a lot of fouls too. So and we put ourselves in better position to be more effective in that area. And then the three-point shooting is an area that if, you know, we can get in the paint and really share the ball, you know, that's when we shoot the ball the best. That's when we're unselfish and making those extra passes. That's when we really make shots. And hopefully we can do that on Wednesday.
Yeah, lit it up in that second game, 12 of 24 from the outside in that win against the Utes. So looking forward to this one. It should be a lot of fun. First round action of the Pac-12 tournament, Washington and Utah coming up on Wednesday. We will talk to head coach Mike Hopkins about what he sees out of this Utah team at this stage of the season, and look forward to the rest of the Pac-12 field when we continue in a moment after this word from Star Rentals.
Bob Kendall, president of Star Rentals.
A big reason our family-owned business has been around since 1900 is the principle of empowering our people to do what they think is in the best interest of the customer. After all, this is a relationship business, and that's a constant that hasn't changed over time.
Star Rentals, the preferred supplier to the West's best contractors.
Empowering our employees to bring value to our customers. We think that's a relationship that will work for your business.
Find out how at starrentals.com.
Great Floors is proud to support the UW Huskies. And for over 45 years, we've been proud to provide quality flooring for Northwest families and businesses from showrooms throughout Puget Sound, Central and Eastern Washington, Idaho, and Western Montana. We invite you to visit your nearest Great Floors location to shop the Northwest's largest in-stock selection of carpet, hardwood, and vinyl from America's top mills, all ready to install in your home. And Great Floors is now your source for natural stone and quartz countertops, too. Visit greatfloors.com to find your nearest showroom.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
As the coach for Husky Basketball, I expect my players to take care of each other through the highs and lows of the season. That support and caring ensures our success. And it's the kind of caring everyone can rely on from the team at UW Medicine. Their expert providers offer the best care for the Huskies. And it's the quality care that everybody can access throughout the Puget Sound region, including at UW Medical Center, the number one hospital in the state. UW Medicine, a higher degree of health care.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Debit MasterCard, your purchases go from this to this. And with free checking and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, you always have a home advantage. To order the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Order today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wrapping up with head coach Mike Hopkins here. Husky Basketball Coaches Show live from Husky Stadium. Dogs are playing Utah in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament on Wednesday. 4 p.m. tip-off, 3:30 pregame right here on the network. And tonight's show is brought to you by University Bookstore, founded by Huskies for Huskies since 1900. All right, coach, Utah, you saw them for their first game of the season. Then we got to see them in the middle of the season. Now we come down to the end of the season, and we're playing a rubber match here against the Utes. How have you seen this Utes team evolve over the course of the year?
Well, you know, they went through an injury with Rylan Jones, you know, their starting point guard. We don't know if he's going to play in the Pac-12, but a guy who, you know, runs their team as solid and dependable as you get in terms of guard play. But this is a team that when we had played them, they were actually playing exceptionally well. They beat Washington State at Washington State. They went down, and I think they won three or four in a row. This is a team that has, you know, they've got a great player in Timmy Allen. They've got really good fundamental players. You talked about Pell Larson, a playmaker. Brandon Carlson, the big guy in the paint. They've got some of the best shooters in the league, and Alfonso Plummer.
Yeah.
But I think they're just they're that team that's really well disciplined. You know, like us, I think their biggest problem is going to be turnover, especially without Rylan Jones. But a team that plays really solid defense, they share the ball, and they've got a great player in Timmy Allen. So it'll be a great challenge.
Once in a while, you come across and you're checking the scores on your phone, and you come across a score that makes you go, whoa, what happened in that game? And I think that's Utah's last game for me. They played Arizona State, and they beat those guys by 39. I'm not sure how that game evolved. I haven't watched the tape on that yet. I'm sure you have. But they're coming into this off one of their best performances of the year.
Well, again, they did a great job, you know, guarding Remy Martin. I mean, they're very fundamental. They're very disciplined. They play great team basketball. Larry Krystowiak's a great coach. And so it goes back to executing. They've had games where they have executed, and they've had games where they haven't. I think the you know, this is a team without Rylan Jones that plays without a point guard. They have a tendency to turn it over. But like I said before, you know, their success against us is being aggressive and us fouling and them going to the foul line. And you look at those numbers, those are ridiculous numbers in terms of the shooting percentages from the foul line. So that's going to be a big part of the game. And then I think the turnover battle, just, you know, talking about what we were mentioning earlier, those become key statistics going in this game.
I know Plummer had a huge game of the Pac-12 tournament last year. He's a guy who at times can just absolutely light it up. I assume there's going to be a lot of attention paid to number 25 for Utah.
Well, in the half court, you know, you have to have awareness. I mean, Timmy Allen is as good as a player. They'll try to get him in mismatches. He's great driving to the basket, drawing fouls. He's got great footwork. And then, you know, they try to get Plummer shots. I mean, he's a guy that's so dangerous. He brings so much traffic to wherever he is that opens up for a lot of their really other good players. Mikael Jantanen was gone for a little bit. He's back. He's just a really solid player. And, you know, they're just a good, solid, fundamental team. And, you know, they know who they are. They know who they get their shots for. And now, can we defend that? And we're prepared for it. Our guys know it. And now we got to go out there and execute it.
All right. If you get past the Utes, then SC is waiting. They'll be waiting comfortably on Wednesday, not playing a game as the number two seed and awaiting the winner of the Washington-Utah game. That is a good SC team. It'll be lurking in round number two.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tony, and, you know, you never go ahead of yourselves, but I will tell you, the one thing I learned being in this for a long time is one game at a time.
You know, I got to ask, you know, though.
I know you do. And again, obviously, the USC's had a great season and this and that, but it's one game at a time. And that's what makes tournament play so great. You know, if I got to play five guys to win the game, or I got to play nine guys, you know, it's that game. You go out there and you do everything that you put everything out there on the line, and then hopefully get the opportunity to play the higher seed in USC, who's the number two seed, who had an incredible season. And, you know, it's a team that we hadn't played great against, and hopefully we get that opportunity. And, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row, and we would love to play well enough to get that opportunity.
Cannot wait for it. It's the Huskies at the Pac-12 tournament against the Utah Utes. We'll have the coverage for you right here on the network, 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Husky Basketball Coaches Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Join us each week throughout the season to hear from University of Washington basketball head coaches Mike Hopkins and Jody Wynn. The Husky Basketball Coaches Show has been presented by Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.